Om Shanti. 24th December 2018, Monday. The blessing from today's Sakar Murli. May you be a conqueror of Maya and remain constant and stable by considering Maya to be cooperative in teaching you a lesson rather than your enemy. May you be a conqueror of Maya and remain constant and stable by considering Maya to be cooperative in teaching you a lesson rather than your enemy. Maya comes to teach you a lesson, and so do not be afraid but learn a lesson. Maya comes sometimes to make the lesson of tolerance firm. Sometimes the lesson of being an embodiment of peace firm. Therefore, instead of considering Maya to be an enemy, think of her as being cooperative, and you will not become nervous or be defeated. You will learn the lesson and become as unshakable as Angad. Never become weak and invoke Maya, and she will bid you farewell. We often learnt in Murlis that we are at war with Maya. Today, Baba is saying, don't consider her to be your enemy, but rather think that Maya has come to teach us a lesson. Make her a cooperative soul who teaches you many things. Because when you think of her as enemy, sometimes you may get nervous or defeated. Baba is saying to learn lessons from Maya. And Maya is nothing but body consciousness, and Maya is nothing but weakness within, and Maya is nothing but the vices, the deficiencies, the flaws, the defects, the imperfections. So whenever such a thing arises, rather than beginning the battery of questions, why it has come, how it has come, I had defeated it long back, now how it re-emerged, rather than resorting to all those questionnaires, think that Maya has come to teach us something. In Indian scriptures, in Ramayana, it is said that when Ram kills Ravan, he sends Lakshman to learn some lessons from Ravan. So Lakshman goes and he stands near the head of the Ravan, where the Ravana is lying dead, almost about to die, moribund. So Ravan doesn't speak anything. So Lakshmana comes back and he tells Ram that he's not teaching me anything. Ram says, when you go to a guru, you should stand at his feet, not where his head is. So when you go to learn from somebody, you should be humble. And here we are going to learn from Maya. And Maya cannot tolerate your arrogance. If you think that you are more powerful than her. And that's why here also that humility and that humbleness of attitude is needed. So Lakshmana goes back to Ravana. And Ravana, it is said, he teaches him three things. Ravana, who was the arch enemy of Ram. Ravana, against whom Lakshman was always angry. Ravana, who abducted Sita. And Ravana is somebody who had terrorized the world and whom Rama killed. So he teaches him three things. The first thing is, Ravana says, Shubhasya Shikram. That is the first lesson in Sanskrit. It means that the earlier you do good thing, it is better. I made delay and that's why I am defeated. I made delay in recognizing Ram and taking his refuge. And that's why I have met with this fate. That's why, O Lakshmana, remember that whenever a good thought arises in your heart, do it as early as possible. Don't delay. Delay is danger. There is a Murli on that. So don't procrastinate. It's a thief of time. So whenever you want to do good things, do those good things as early as possible. Don't delay, don't procrastinate. Don't do the things immediately. Today the good thought is there, a good planning has come, or something comes in the mind, immediately jot it down and write it on the paper before it flies away. Because a new idea, a new brainchild may vanish in the thin air very fast. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has told, I think, 5 things regarding Dharana. The first is Simran. Simran. These are the points of knowledge. These are the goods. Vakhar. So Simran. Simran means 2 things. Remembering and second, churning. So I'll divide this 1 point into 2 points. Simran. It includes remembering and churning. The third is, Baba said, note down the points. Note down the points. Because points are too much. And we may not remember them, all of them. So always make it a habit to note down the points. But simply writing them down is not enough. So note down or write them down. The fourth step is revise them. This is most important. On a small chit of paper, if you have written 2 points, always make it a point to revise them throughout the day. Because once we revise, then only they percolate into the gray matters. They become the part of the subconscious mind. Otherwise, we tend to forget. Half of the thing which we remember, half of the thing which we hear, we forget. More than half. It is said in psychology and in the memory training that if you don't revise, you forget 90% of what you read or heard. So first revision should be within 24 hours. It's must. If it is a class, if it is some reading, it is some listening or anything, you have to revise. Without revision, everything evaporates. And the fifth is imbibe. These are the goods of knowledge. Fill the steamer. This is Gyan Vakhar. This is Gyan's goods. Fill the steamer. Simran Karo means remember them and churn them. In English translation of the Murli, for Simran they use the word churning. But actually Simran doesn't mean churning. Simran means many things. Simran is a word which has come from Sikh literature. Simra Simra Sukhpao, that's in Sukhmani. It doesn't just mean churning, it means remembering, it means recalling. It means memorizing, it means repetition of thing in the mind, it means keep on thinking of it all the time, it means contemplation, it means reflection, it means cogitation, it means meditation. So Simran is a broad word, but in English they use the word churning. But that's why I divided it into 2. So remember Murli points, churn them, write them down or note them down, revise them, and then imbibe them. This imbibition. What is imbibe? Imbibe? Imbibe means? Imbibe means to drink. Bib, imbibe. Imbibe means to drink. Imbibition means the process of act of drinking. Also it means to take within, to inculcate, another meaning. So whether it is inculcation or imbibition, and in Hindi Baba says dharan karo. So note down the points, simran, note down, revise, and dharan karo. So when the Lakshmana approaches Ravana, the first lesson that Ravana teaches Lakshmana is Shubhasya Shigram. I made delay, you never do that. And that's why I am suffering. That's why I am killed. This is my greatest blunder, the Himalayan mistake. The second thing Ravana teach Lakshmana is don't underestimate your enemy. I always underestimated human beings and monkeys. That's why when that Brahma appeared in front of me and I told him, nobody should be able to kill me except these monkeys and these humans. They are frail creatures. So never underestimate your enemy. Because it is human being only and then it is the monkeys only who became the cause of his doom. So never underestimate your enemy. At another point of time, he often also said that even when you are winning, don't keep on thinking that you will always win. Don't keep on thinking. Always know that. Enemy is very dangerous. Enemy is very powerful. You might have become victorious now, but you have been under the captivity of this enemy from last 2500 years. So even the sanskar which had died down might reemerge, might come up, might flare up one day, and suddenly it might throw you down. So the second teaching is never underestimate the enemy. The third teaching is never reveal your secret to anybody, even to your brother. Because he says, I revealed the secret of my death to my brother Bibhishan. And he was the only man in the world who knew that the nectar is in my navel. And that's why that had become the cause of my death. So never reveal your secrets to anyone. So these are the three teachings Ravan is teaching Lakshmana. Baba is telling, don't think that Maya is your enemy. Because if you think her as an enemy, she might defeat you. Or, there was one Avyakt Murli of 79, I think, where Baba has talked about five vices, and Baba said never, if you defeat, suppose Baba has given an example, if one king defeats another king, that another king might retaliate. He might avenge. He might take revenge one day. That's why befriend, transform the vices. Transform the five vices. What is kaam, turn it into shubhakamna. What is krodh, turn it into why I am not achieving perfection. In this way, convert those vices, sublimate them. It is known as sublimation in English. Sublimation of vices. Transcend the vices. Don't try to suppress. And Baba in that Murli said, even don't defeat them. Because if you defeat, just as a king when defeated, will come back. Just as that Mohammad Ghori, he came back and he defeated Prithviraj. So, learning attitude. Rather than resorting to all sorts of questions, try to learn from Maya. So now the question is, what things we should learn from Maya? Maya Guru. This is Maya Guru. This is Patshala of Maya Guru. So, What do you want to learn from her? Or what should we learn from her? Maya means body consciousness. Maya means body arrogance. Maya means vices. What to learn from her? Never give up. That is the first lesson. She is so firm. In spite of getting defeated multiple times, she is unflinching. She is resolute. She never gives up. Such immovable, such unflappable spirit. So she never loses courage. She is very powerful, so become powerful like her. She never gives up, so never give up. Every time she falls down, she musters up all her courage and comes back with vengeance. So learn from her this lesson of resoluteness, firmness, determination. Never give up, never yield. Second thing what we should learn from Maya Guru? She comes in variety forms. She never comes in the same way. If she has come in one form today, next time there is so much creativity. There is so much variety. She must be doing lot of chintan, you know. Spending lot of time. She must be imbibing those what we said just now. Baba told 5 points. So she must be thinking of her own points. Baba has said this today. She is also listening to Murli. So she will think, oh, let me remember this point. Okay, Baba is telling them that you have to be a yogi. Let me think, how should I break their yoga? So she is churning, revising, writing points, imbibing, bringing creativity, spending time in silence and solitude. What you are not doing, she is doing. So that is included in the first only. So she is revising all the gyan points. Because, you know, if she doesn't revise, how will she know and how will she come to you? So, the second thing is she comes in multi-variegated form. She is so multifaceted personality. Bahumukhi vyaktitva. She is a multifaceted, versatile personality. There are so many shades and colors. And every time she dons new color, new dress. So, she comes in variety form. So, you have also to assume variety forms. The third thing, which Maya Guru is teaching us, that she has many different types of weapons with her. You have only one weapon, you try to find, fight with her. How it is possible? Now she has become so updated and so modern. That's why Indians got defeated in front of British. Because they had those swords and they had those horses. While they had guns and they had pistols. And they would fight from a distance. So Maya is updating herself every day. And you are the same old version. Outdated, trying to use the same gyan points which are not working. While Maya is updating her status every now and then. So that is why she updates. So different weapons. Then what else we learn from Maya? Then we should also have new weapons of knowledge. We should have new methods of chintan, new weapons, means. And one more thing. It is shown in Mahabharata at one point of time that Bhishma, today Baba remembered Bhishma in Murli, Bal Brahmachari Bhishma Pitama. So it is shown at one point of time when there is no war in picture, but he is sharpening his arrows. So that Vidur comes and asks him, what are you doing, grandsire? He says, I am taking care of the health of my weapons. I am taking care of the swast of my weapons. A yodha, a warrior always should take care of the health. They should not fall sick. So you should also be very much careful about the swast, about the health of your weapons. Otherwise this is a weapon you have, knowledge sword. But it is kept there in the saber. And when you came out, you found it is rusted. So it has to be sharpened. Honed. You know, that stone that is known as hone. Where you sharpen the knife or all those things. So keep on honing the weapons. Then what else we learn from Maya? Maya is always active and alert. She is never sleeping. No amount of no laziness, no alas, no alvelapan. Always alert, always awake. She is always awake. While Brahmins, they go to deep sleep, and especially in this weather. So she never sleeps. She is always alert. She is always active, always attentive. Always wary, always thinking of new plans and devices and means. So why should we give up? We should also remain alert all the time. Because Maya will strike you when you become inattentive even for a second. That's the point of time when Maya attacks you. So this is the fourth lesson we learn from Maya Guru. Then Maya is very clever, very intelligent, very shrewd. In today's Murli Baba said, God himself, Shiv Baba himself, he is a very simpleton and very innocent. Mat ke mure. He is very simpleton customer, grahak. He gives you, you give him 1 or 2,000 and he gives you so many goods. He is a very, very simpleton customer. But Maya is very clever. So become clever like her. Sharp intellect, sharp memory. So Maya is clever. So you should also learn cleverness from her, shrewdness from her. Take some bits of pieces of wisdom from her also. Then what else we learn from Maya? Maya is very powerful. So become powerful like Maya. Then what else? Very, that is included in color, we already said. Maya is a chameleon. Then, what do you learn from Maya? Maya teaches us that if suppose somebody has conquered some sanskar and the sanskar has emerged, even during the influence of that sanskar, one should keep on writing down the points that this is happening to me. For example, one has conquered anger for 10 years and suddenly anger has risen now. Suddenly anger has come back. Or one is in the irritable mood, keep on writing the state of your mind. Okay? Just write down. This is happening, that is happening, that is happening. Because you know that this irritation, this anger is only short while. After that, sometime I am going to come back to my original state. But this has happened and I accept that this is happening. I have fallen down. This is a fall from grace. So keep on writing points. Somebody is under the influence of lust. After practicing purity for 10 years, write down what all things are happening. So that immediately, once you go back, jump back to your original state, you can revise those points and think and deepen your knowledge about that vikar. In this vikar, this happens. Rather than making it your enemy and thinking and resorting to repentance and sorrow and suffering and that attitude, think this has happened. As I said, impurity. Somebody has practiced purity for 10 years, brahmacharya, and suddenly he falls down. Now, during this period of fall, write down these are the points. What all things it brings with it. So much disturbance, restlessness, excitements, all those things. And now, once the storm has gone away, now take out those points and revise. And deepen and understand, deepen your knowledge about that vice. Whether it is jealousy, for example, jealousy, we always felt, or I always felt, sometimes, I am never jealous. Okay, this is somebody thinks like that. But suddenly you find that a jealousy is arising in your heart. Now keep on, immediately write down all those thoughts. Because this is a golden opportunity to know jealousy at close quarters. Because after that she might never come to you. And it is sometimes difficult to learn from somebody else's experience. Now it is my own first-hand experience now. I am testing jealousy. Let me write down what all things happening to me. I am restless. I am feeling very, very unstable. Sat in the yoga, but no yoga. Because that man was roaming around here and there. Looming like cloud. Hovering like cloud. And now, when that phase passes away. Now goes, go back and read, take out those points and read. This happens. Now what should I do that it should not happen again? To commit mistake is not a crime. Actually, mistakes do teach us so much. But then to recommit the same mistake is a crime. And we have been doing the same thing. Coming under the influence of Maya is no crime, but invoking her next time is a crime, is a sin. So, what else we learn from Maya? False security. Okay, but what do you learn? You learn that Maya gives false security. Okay. Mm-hmm. That we said already. Maya is an ambush. Whenever you find your enemy, attack unawares. Mm-hmm. Then, Maya attacks you at Achilles' heel. You know, Achilles' heel, that there was a mythological figure, Achilles. And his mother had made him immune to all sorts of attack by dipping him into a lake. But while dipping, she had held his knees, a heel, and that area remained unprotected while she dipped him and she brought him out. The enemy knew it because Achilles was all-time conqueror. But the enemy got to know about that weakness and that enemy attacked there only. So also is the case with that Duryodhan of Mahabharata. So also is the case with that Napoleon who always was afraid of cats. And at the Battle of Waterloo, he was defeated because enemy got to know about this weakness. So also is the case of this Prithviraj Chauhan, where the enemy got to know about his weakness of love affair. So wherever you are weak, at that spot, Maya attacks you. So wherever Maya is weak, we should attack her at that spot. You know, Maya is very weak in Madhuban. Maya is very weak in all the four pilgrimage places. Maya is very weak in Sangathan, in gathering. In sitting in the gathering, raise powerful thoughts. And five steps. Remember, Gyan points. Churn Gyan points. Note down points. Revise the points and imbibe the points from today's mudli. This is Gyan Vakar. Fill the steamer. When you come here with the steamer, you should fill the steamer with Gyan goods and go. What else we learn from Maya? Maya Guru. Maya Sadguru. Never gets disheartened. She is never upset after one defeat. Here, if a Brahmin soul is fighting with some weakness 2-3 times, he is defeated, he gives up. It's too much. But Maya, have you ever seen her sitting in depression? Never. She understands the secret of drama. That's why she is never naraz. She knows the naraz. Always filled with bubbling enthusiasm. Always that animation. Always that vivacity. That liveliness within her. All the time. She's always cheerful and so Maya never gets disheartened. Just as there was one Sufi saint, he used to go, once he had no place in the village to go, so he gets to the home of one thief. So thief says, okay, you can stay with me. So that Sufi saint stays in that thief's house for 1 month. So every night that thief would go for stealing and come back in the morning. And the Sufi saint would ask, what happened? He said, nothing. I could not steal. But yes, next night I am going to steal. And then again he would go to the next night for stealing. And early morning came back empty handed. What happened? He said, nothing. Nothing worked. But this night I am going to do something. So the Sufi saint said, he is my greatest guru. He taught me that for 1 month he was going every night and coming back empty handed. But every day again he was full of enthusiasm that I will have something the next day. I am searching God from such a long time and I get disheartened and depressed so many times that I am not getting God. Look at this thief who never gets depressed, never disheartens. He never enters into that stage of despondency. So I learn from him never to despair. And he is my guru. So Maya never get disheartened. What else? Last point and then we finish. What do we learn from Maya Guru? Learn the chapter of, as Baba is saying in this Vardhan, tolerance. She is very sahanshil. You defeat her, you abuse her, you keep on hurling, mudslinging. Entire Murli is about that only. You keep on abusing her, criticizing her, opposing her. Does she feel bad? Or hurt? Look at her tolerance power. She is the embodiment of tolerance, avatar of sahanshilta. She bears everything with patience, such endurance, such fortitude she has got. So these are some of the lessons we learn from Maya Guru. She is detective. She is a very good spy. She keeps on seeing you, what you are doing, at what time, and what time you she should attack you. So learn from Maya rather than making her your enemy. Om Shanti.